Wow, this certainly is a most extraordinary time to be alive. We're going to live through and witness the total collapse of the Western financial system. That's extraordinary. I mean, assuming you don't die in the next couple of years, if you stay alive, you're going to watch something that is historic, biblical, something that's never happened on this planet, that will wipe out nations, continents, economies, people. I mean, I'm not saying that this is a good thing, obviously. This is a catastrophe. But to be alive in this moment is something truly extraordinary. I mean, it's going to be like living through hell, but it's going to be also one of the most monumental events in the history of known human civilization. And you know how people talk about artificial intelligence a lot these days? You know, ChatGPT. Oh, everybody's all talking about, oh, ChatGPT, it can chat with you. It can write code. You know, it can do paintings. It can write articles. All this stuff. And they're all fascinated by artificial intelligence. Well, hey, what about the artificial financial system? It's completely artificial. And I don't mean artificially intelligent. It's artificial and stupid. It's artificial and woke. The woke idiocy of the Western financial system will be its downfall. And in a sense, one silver lining to this dark cloud is that it will expose the repercussions of going woke and going broke. Because it's the dumbest thing ever to focus your bank on all your LGBT programs instead of, oh, how do we not lose clients' money? But this was Silicon Valley Bank. You know, this was Signature Bank out of New York. They spent all their time and money not on risk compliance or regulatory compliance, but rather on woke compliance. It's all about being woke and filming music videos and singing and dancing and being as woke ass as possible while your bank collapses. Well, at least when that part of the system comes to an end, the woke part, that will be something to applaud. That will be worth celebrating, that part of it. Not the total collapse, but the collapse of the woke idiots. Yeah, that will be worth celebrating. But when I talk about the artificial financial system, let me be clear. You are now living in a time when the system is... Look, they've canceled the free market. They've decided which banks to bail out and which banks to allow to fail. They changed the rules at a moment's notice, I mean, without notice, like they did with Credit Suisse that just happened. They violate the law. They sell your bank. Maybe you're a shareholder or a depositor. They sell your bank to someone else without a shareholder vote, without complying with laws and regulations, and then they decide who to wipe out in that acquisition. In this case, they wiped out the AT1 Tier 1 bondholders. So $17 billion in bonds, Tier 1 bonds of Credit Suisse, just went to zero on purpose, as part of the bailout. The regulators just said, oh yeah, and by the way, we're just zeroing out all these bonds. What about the people who invested in those bonds? What about the institutions? You know, the retirees, the pensioners, the people that invested in those bonds just got zeroed as part of the bailout, and they made it up on the spot. You know what this means, right? It means that you'd be insane to buy any bond of any bank in the Western sphere of financial influence. You'd be insane to buy a bond. You'd be insane to buy any bonds at all. You'd be insane to buy any shares of any bank because you don't know when you're going to get zeroed out. You'd be insane, frankly, to keep your money in any of these banks because they've just proven that the whole system is rigged. The entire system is rigged. They decide the winners and losers. This is centrally planned economics, i.e. communism, or maybe some hybrid version of fascism and communism. They decide whether you keep your money. And they're deciding to make sure that it's the woke banks and the woke businesses and the woke startups that keep their money. They get bailed out. Meanwhile, everybody else, according to Janet Yellen, who has their money in just some small regional rural bank or something, you're screwed. You're not going to be covered. You're not going to be bailed out. She just said that. I mean, I could play you the video, but maybe you've already seen it. But that's what she just said. She said, no, the bailouts will only apply to systemically important banks. Well, was Silicon Valley Bank, was that considered systemically important? No, not until 10 days ago. And then all of a sudden they said, oh, well, we're going to say this is systemically important, and then we're going to bail this one out. Why? Because the bank was funding all these woke climate change stupid startup ideas that will always fail, by the way, because they're rooted in insanity and fantasy land, economic delusions. But that's who got bailed out. And Janet Yellen and the Treasury, they just decide who to bail out. Oh, it's like a popularity contest. It's like voting for class president in high school. Oh, who's Mr. Popular? Yeah. Or what? It's so stupid. The point is that the rules, there are supposed to be rules that you can count on to deposit money in a bank or to be an investor, i.e. a shareholder in a bank, or to buy bonds from a bank. These rules are in place to provide something akin to certainty, where if you put your money in a bank, you're supposed to have some degree of certainty that, oh, you're going to be able to get it back out. Well, that certainty has just been obliterated by Janet Yellen saying, oh, we're not going to bail out the banks that we don't like. You know, do you realize that they are doing to us what they did to Russia? Remember when Western banks seized $300+ billion in Russian assets that were held in Western central banks? Remember that? Because that happened only a year ago. They said, yeah, overnight, all of a sudden, $300 billion in Russia's money that's held in deposits in central banks, i.e., European central banks and Western banks and so on. Oh, we're just going to seize that money as we clobber you and cut you off of the SWIFT system so you can't even use this financial transaction backbone. We're just going to steal all your money and wipe you out. That's what the West did to Russia. Well, now they're doing it to you, which is exactly what I predicted they would do, by the way. I even said so on this podcast. I said that whatever they do to Russia today, they will do to you tomorrow. I said that last year, and now it's tomorrow. They're doing it to you. The way they treat Putin is the way they treat you. They just figure, oh, well, we took $300 billion from Putin. Surely we can just take $17 billion from bond-holding investors across Europe, and that's what they did. No, but the point is that you're supposed to be able to count on the counterparty. If you buy a bond from a bank that issues a bond, you're supposed to be able to count on the fact that the bank will honor that bond. I mean, yeah, there's always some risk built into it, but you think interest rate risk. You don't think that there's going to be a risk of the bank just saying, oh, we just clobbered all those bonds. We just zeroed them out. Like that's not a risk that people are factoring in to their decision-making of buying bonds. And I'm telling you, the minute people realize that that's a risk, that is like, oh, okay, so we entered a contract, basically a payout contract called a bond, where you're going to pay this much in the future on this bond as it matures, and it's going to be based on this interest rate and so on. Like, that's a two-party contract, and now you, the bank, you're just saying, ah, screw it, we're not going to stick to our part. Like, we took your money, we sold you a piece of paper called a bond, and now we're going to screw you. Like, that's what just happened. When people realize that, do you have any idea what this means for the bond market across Western financial institutions? It means that no rational person will buy bank bonds, or perhaps municipal bonds, or government bonds, or, treasuries for that matter, right? No rational person, having watched this, will have any reason to believe that the system is honest. The system is rigged. That's the only logical conclusion from watching the last 10, 12 days. The system is rigged, and it's rigged against you. No wonder everybody's looking for the exits right now. Like, everybody who's informed is getting out of the banks. It's almost like a fire alarm went off, and everybody's trying to get as many exit doors open as possible and flooding out of the place. And people are exiting the banks in almost a panic right now. And where are they going? Well, they're going into gold and silver. Obviously, I'll tell you more about that. My goodness. The gold retailers, they're not even getting any sleep. I mean, you talk to Andy Shechtman or Chris Olson over at Treasure Island or David Morgan, who I'm interviewing here shortly. They're not getting any sleep because they got 5,000 emails backlogged and, you know, 1,000 voicemails. And it's insane. The level of demand for gold and silver just shot through the roof at a historic level. I mean, this has never been seen before in the history. I mean, I've talked to people who've been in this industry for 40 years. They've never seen this before. Unprecedented. This might be the biggest surge in gold and silver sales to retail buyers, that is, you know, regular people. This might be the biggest surge ever in the history of the market. I don't know. Perhaps if you go back to the 1980s, you might find a similar example, but I doubt it. This is the biggest ever. But people are exiting banks. They're going into gold and silver, and they're also going into, in some cases, crypto, which I find really interesting. I mean, crypto is mobile. You know, crypto has a rapid transaction clearing capability now. It's not slow like it used to be. It's much faster. They did scale it up, thank goodness. Crypto can't be easily manipulated by the governments and the central banks. That's the key selling factor right there. But crypto did lose two banks. You know, they lost Silvergate Bank and they lost Signature Bank. So those two banks were the two biggest crypto conversion banks in America, and they went down. And the word is that the Federal Reserve is at war with the stablecoins. The Federal Reserve ultimately wants to take down Tether, in other words. And so the takedown of those two banks was just part of that war. So yeah, crypto definitely has risk, but it's also very portable and very difficult for governments to control. In terms of other exits, people are trying to get into land, obviously, and real estate and ammunition and garden seeds and all the things that I normally mention, but people are just, they are outflowing assets out of banks and buying things like storable food. You know, once again, because storable food has value, especially if you get it in a format that has a shelf life. You know, like we sell the number 10 cans of freeze-dried foods, and I think they're labeled for like a 2-year expiration date. But folks, I've opened up freeze-dried fruits from literally, what, 10, 12 years ago and just ate them like snacks, and they were just as good, super delicious, fully intact. They had not oxidized at all because, again, they were sealed. They were freeze-dried. They were in a number 10 can. The shelf life on that stuff is insane. So, that's like money in the bank. Having food in a sealed number 10 can that's freeze-dried, that's money in the bank right there. Better than money in the bank, because money in the bank can just vanish overnight, as we're finding out, whereas your freeze-dried blueberries are not going to vanish unless somebody else in your family took them and ate them. It's like little food thieves. So even for myself, by the way, I am getting, for my company too, it's like we're trying to figure out what strategy we can use to get as much cash out of the banking system as possible and still be semi-liquid. And frankly, this has been very difficult. I've come to the conclusion there is nothing that's semi-liquid that is also safe. I reluctantly came to that conclusion after talking to many, many experts about gold and silver and storage and vaults and transportation and insurance and force majeure. And basically, it all comes down to force majeure. Once that is invoked, anything that you don't have under your control in your possession is no longer yours. Force majeure can be invoked by any bank, any institution, any government, any central bank. And they can simply say, well, because of this, whatever emergency they're citing, you know, oh, World War III has been declared by the woke morons in the Biden administration. So they declare war, suddenly it's force majeure, and then all the banks can just do bail-ins, and they can just take all your deposits, just like happened to the bondholders in Credit Suisse, or I should say some bondholders, not all of them, but the AT1 Tier 1 bondholders just got wiped. And they can do this at a moment's notice by declaring force majeure. So anything where you have a contract with somebody where you gave them money, like an investment company, a brokerage, a bank, the treasury, you know, T-bills, what have you. If you gave them money and you expect some future return on that money, some future cash stream, which is the whole point of buying bonds, by the way, or even buying stocks and buying investments and getting dividends and so on. You gave money to some other party. That party can say, well, force majeure, man. Your money's now our money. We don't owe it to you anymore because, you know, crazy things happened and now there's war. Force majeure. So that's the conclusion I've come to. There's no truly safe place to put your money if it's in other people's hands. There's always risk. And we are living in risky times. Again, epic times, biblical times, maybe the end of civilization times, or at least the end of Western civilization as we know it, I should say, and the end of the Western banking empire, that's coming. The only safe place to have assets is under your control, in your hands, in your possession. Doesn't mean it has to be in your house. It could be just under your control somewhere else. It could be at a friend's house, and maybe your friend has stuff that's at your house, and you've agreed to store stuff at each other's houses because, you know, you want to have some diversity of location. Yeah, that counts too. That totally counts. But if it's not under your control, then you don't really own it. And that's going to become increasingly clear as more and more banks and financial institutions fail and pension funds fail. Yeah, and state governments fail and even national governments fail because, well, that's what happens when you destroy the banking system, which is what they're doing on purpose, it seems. So remember all this, folks. Remember where we are and have your exit strategies ready. If gold and silver are right for you, don't forget about our sponsor in that space, the Treasure Island Company, metalswithmike.com. They're backlogged. Don't fill out their form. Call them. That's the only way you're going to get through. They're backlogged, like, thousands of messages. So call them if you want to get through and be persistent if you want some help. They're trying to help as many people as they can, but, you know, it's limited how many people they can help. And of course, do your own research. Don't consider this financial advice. I'm not a financial advisor, right? That's my disclaimer. Do your own research. Get your own advisor. Figure out what's right for you. And I'm not betting on the speculative aspects of gold and silver, by the way. I don't think they're going to go up in value. I hope they only hold value. If they hold value, that's great. Because right now, almost everything else out there is going to lose value. You know, bank deposits, bonds, dollars, inflation, you know. Just having something that doesn't lose value, that's worth its weight in gold because it is gold or silver or perhaps platinum and so on. Anyway, do what's right for you. Do your own research. But we're into some really radical times here. Things are not going to be stable, and the banking system is a giant con. They will not keep their word. They will steal from you at the first opportunity, and you will end up with nothing. That was just proven again and again. I mean, four bank failures in the last, 12 days? There you go. You can't trust the system. End of story. Be well.